Talk about Cass City. I think you're probably a solid favorite, but these teams that run the straight tee, you can hold them down all day, and all of a sudden they break one.
No doubt, Greg. You got that right. But I'd say one of the reasons that people would consider us a solid favorite is because nobody knows much about Cass City. And, that's one of the big concerns that we have with our kids is, I went through scouting last week and we had to look it up on a map. So nobody knows where they are. They haven't heard of them. So if you haven't heard of them, are they any good or not? And that's a mindset, obviously, the kids can't have, because if they're at this point in the season, they are good. They've got a really solid defense. They really run the ball well. Their interior, defensive linemen and linebackers are as good as we've seen as a group all year long. They've held their opponents to 52 points, and we've given that many up in the last 3 weeks. I think that in terms of points allowed of all the teams left in the playoffs, they rank second. So the defense is something to really contend with. They've got a four-year starter quarterback. He's the coach's son, so he's been around his whole life. Mm-hmm. He's a Division I baseball recruit. He's going to Central to play baseball, so he's very athletic. And the other thing, having, coached my own kids, what happens in those groups is, buddies have been over the coach's house their whole life. They play together as a group their whole life. Their rapport is really good. So it's just those groups tend to be difficult to handle. And I know that they're going to play hard, because that's the one thing that shows through on film is that they really play hard. And people might not know much about Cass City, but anybody that knows football knows a lot about Detroit Loyola. and they were able to beat Loyola. And so if they can beat Loyola, they can compete with anybody in Division VII.
He's second down. We'll call it 9. They gave him about a half yard on that one.
Second and a long 9 for the Titans.
Wilson under center. That's Dalton Hart, the big junior. Kelly in motion, or Boyce, rather. And Wilson looks, throws it long. He's got Kelly out there. He got it! 40, 30, cut back 20. There he goes! Jack Kelly! Down to the 2-yard line.
And he, what a great throw by Brendan Wilson, who got nailed on the throw. Walker Plate's one that's getting up slowly back at the other 10-yard line.
That is trouble. Plate is hurt.
Wilson threw the pass and got just drilled, but he's back up standing with Coach Herb Brogan. Plate is now up on both feet and limping down to the other end. Kelly makes this great catch, a nice throw by Brendan Wilson. Kelly catches it, and then it's Sandon Cuthrell, who he's got to beat, and he makes a shake move at about the 20 and got himself some extra yardage to get inside the 5-yard line down to the 3. Very good line all year. Dalton Hart, Joey Papirski, Tommy Putman, Jelani Harbor, Keegan Smith. Let's dig this 1 yard out and get a score.
Yeah, they've got literally 10 in the box. If you faked here and just slid, played out of the backfield, there'd be nobody with them. But they're in the power eye. Teach out dives. Should be in. Touchdown, Lumen Christie.
Teach out the ball carry for a 1 yard touchdown.
A 1 yard plunge, Johnny Teach out. After the, three plays after the spectacular passing play from Brendan Wilson to Jack Kelly set it up. Kevin Salazar on the extra point.
Out of the hold of Jack Kelly and the snap from Dalton Hart.
Snap good, and the kick is up there and good. 7-0 Lumen Christie, early second quarter. This semifinal tilt. Here's Plate. Big hole! 40! 45, 50! 45, 43! Walker Plate breaks loose for about 21 yards and a Lumen Christie first down.
You look at Joy Papirski, the guard who got all the way downfield. Ross Jerva on that side. These kids came to block. That was a huge gaping hole by that Titan offensive front.
Riley Aker into the Titan backfield.
Give him a little breathing room now. Wow, what a great series of downs for the Titans defensively.
Another fourth down, fourth and four.
Okay.
Now the Titans have two back. Don't want to let that ball just roll on this carpet.
No.
At least make a fair catch.
So Tom Reichauer to punt.
Reichauer stands back. He'll kick from around the 15. And not a good kick. This is short. And what a job. Kelly down the sideline. Jack Kelly inside the 30-yard line.
What a great play. That ball was spinning backwards, and and Jack was able to catch that and shake two defenders to get the Titans all the way down inside the 30-yard line.
I wanted to make a fair catch. He got about 20 after that, Tom.
Well, he had one of those last week.
Last week, same thing.
Against Schoolcraft. It's great to watch a kid that has no fear, Jack Kelly.
4 minutes to go in the first half. Plate turns the corner. Slows up. He gets dragged down, but he's inside the 20. And he's about a yard short of a first down.
And I think the Titans got them on that by going unbalanced to the left. I don't think Cass City picked that up. So yards are hard to come by. It does a nice run there off the left side. Sets up third and about one.
Yeah, third and very short here. Brendan Wilson gets the play from Herb Rogan Jr. They have 14 kids on the sideline.
First down now for the Titans.
Oh, they changed footballs again. Each school brings three Wilson balls. That's the state rule. You have to play with a Wilson.
Here we go on fourth. Teachout is hit and dry. Extra effort, Johnny Teachout.
Well, that was missing in the previous. He just dove and got stopped, but that one he kept his legs driving. Strong kid, Johnny Teachout.
Tommy had him pretty close.
Absolutely.
And he just kept fighting and got that extra yard and a half.
Very determined run by senior fullback Johnny Teachout.
And the clock runs. 3.5 to go. Lumen at the 15-yard line. Leading 7-0. But every yard has been like pulling a tooth here for Lumen. Wilson. There's that counterplay plate. At the 10-5, touchdown. Walker Plate for the touchdown, Lumen Christie. 15-yard scamper by Walker Plate.
Just off that left side, the blocking of the offensive line got that thing opened up, and Plate made a very nice cutback run, which we were worried about him making that plant and cut, and he was able to run to his left, cut back right, straight forward, 15-yard touchdown run, and with 3:13 to go in the first half, it's Lumen Christie, 13, Cass City, nothing. But you know what I mean, they're going to try to draw you off sides. There isn't a chance in the world. He has to punt this ball out of here.
You would think so, but we will see. They haven't been in a 13-0 hole all year, Tom.
No.
So this is new for them.
And their kids have never been in a semi. They've never really had the success. But, again,
good
just,
team.
Just like Herb Rogan, Scott Cuthrell knows those kids better than anybody. And I can assure you down there right now, they're probably talking him into it. We can get this. We can get this yard and a half.
Keep their kicker out there. So they're lined up to kick, but Cuthrell is one of the blockers, and they could easily snap it right to Cuthrell. See what they do. Oh, high snap. There's the kick. Kelly back, 50-yard line. Gets away from one, 45. Kelly the 40-yard line. Good return by Jack Kelly.
He made that first kid, Jacob Shantz, number 75, miss. He was flying down, and you got to break down. Jack caught the ball at the 50, broke back, got a nice 10-yard gain. So with 1 minute and 39 seconds left in the first half, the Titans get the ball first and 10 at the Cass City 40, and they have a 13-0 lead. A
lot of pressure on the Cass defense here. Brendan Wilson. two tight ends, Ross Jerva, Matt Saunders on first down. Wilson hands to play, got a block, 40, 35, cut back, 30, 20, he's gone! Touchdown, Lumen!
Tommy Putman pulled Saunders on that counter play. They opened that hole up, and a 40-yard touchdown for Walker played up that left side. And with 1:30 to go in the second quarter, it's Lumen Christi 19 and Cass City nothing.
Amazing call by Sean Brogan. I believe, Tom, that is exactly the same play they ran for the 15-yard touchdown. I
believe so. And that it's that long counter at 8. And they've got those two kids pulling from the right side, and they did a good job cleaning it up.
Extra point for Salazar. Good snap this time. Kick is up and good. Here's the handoff. Good job by Lumen. Brody Dalton again tripped up the ball carrier.
And again, Kelly got in there real quick and altered the path of Horn, and Brody Dalton made an arm tackle. That sets up 4th and 6.
4th and 6.
Well, that clock is flying. 6:30 to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christi leads Cass City 20-0.
This is the first possession, and the quarter is half over. This might be the game, really, for Cass City. They need 6 yards. Fernall back to throw. Intercepted! Plate! 20, 30, one man to beat. He beats him. Walker play all the way. Touchdown, Lumen. That's about an 80-yard touchdown for Lumen Christi on the pass pickoff by Walker Plate. Are you kidding me?
Well, you mentioned it might be the game for them, and they don't throw the ball that much or well, and the pass was was thrown. Walker Plate grabbed it. Big old Alex Perry was there. He just slid up that far sideline. Jack Kelly got him a block from the last kid that might have been able to tackle him. In about an 80-yard interception return, makes the score Lumen Christi 26, Cass City nothing.
Low snap. Good job by Jack Kelly. Kick was good. Salazar got knocked down. The official looked at it. No flag. 1 o'clock at WKHM Jackson. And we have 15 seconds left in the game. Great year over at Cass City. That was a good football team, though. And Lumen Christi back to Ford Field. The final 27-0 for the Titans. Disco mistake-free football for Lumen. Not one penalty in the game. No turnovers.
Yeah, and you beat a really, really good football team 27-0 in doing it. And that, especially after last week, kind of a bad taste in your mouth after all of those mistakes in that last 20 minutes or so of that game the other night. To have this happen today against a quality, hard-hitting, tough opponent, and you get to go to the state finals for the 4th straight year. That's 19 consecutive playoff wins.
That's crazy.